Alishuch Chelek Beis Shin Ayin Tes. Kach Kosav HaKuzari. The Kuzari writes along these lines. V'tiheh ha'is eish el ha'tfila. That time of tefillah should be leiv zemano yifiryo. It should be the heart of a person's time and its fruit. V'yu she'ar yitesav kitrachim ha'magim el ha'isi. The rest of the time that a person has are like paths leading to that time of tefillah. Yis'ave kirvasoi. He should yearn for that closeness that comes with tefillah, in which time, when one is davening, one is much more similar to the ruchaniyim, it means the malachim, and much more distant from the behemiyim, because behemoth, of course, have no relationship whatsoever, no connection to the concept of tefillah. Once again, the fruit of his day and night should be hashalosh itois shel tefillah, the three times of davening. That's the fruit. That's what you produce in your day. The fruit of the week should be the Shabbos. Because that's an occasion to cleave, to attach, to bond to godliness. And one's avodah, presumably means on Shabbos, should be besimcha. This arrangement for the soul is like the arrangement of food for the body. Davening does for one's nefesh what nutrition does for one's body. The bracha that comes from tefillah continues to influence a person until the next tefillah. Just like when a person has a seudah during the day, it carries him, it nourishes him, pushes him all the way till the next seudah at night. The more one is distant from the tefillah, so an hour has passed, 2, 3, 4 hours have passed from the tefillah, the nefesh gradually becomes darkened by its distance from the last tefillah and its involvement in iskei olam. All the more so if necessity brings him into the association with all sorts of people. Also, if he hears during the day all sorts of things that darken the purity of his soul, from all sorts of ugly things that the soul tends to be attracted to, and is without ability to completely dominate it. So his soul, as it distances itself from the last tefillah, becomes darkened. At the time of tefillah, the person purifies this or cleanses it from what came before, v'itaknach le'osid, and he also improves it and fixes it for the future. The author continues, tefillah ma'achal ha'nefesh. What the Kuzari is saying is that tefillah is like food for the soul, soul food. Ha'ma'achal ha'ruchani hazeh machazik ad ha'suda haba'ah. This spiritual nutrition sustains the person until the next seuda. In other words, the influence is felt until the next tefillah. What are we talking about? When we make an effort that this influence should not end immediately upon the end of davening. One should be conscious of it and try to extend the influence of tefillah onwards. Rabbi Yerucham wrote in his booklet of commitments, one commitment, that at the end of his Seder Musar, he would summarize and write down what was sparked within him, what was stimulated within him in practice. It's in this vein that what should summarize at the end of the tefillah what a person got from the tefillah. Manis chazek onis urer banu leda tefillah. What was strengthened within us, what was awakened within us through the tefillah. It's through that thought that one should leave the shul, and then it will have an influence until the next tefillah. Hatefillah lo nigmera im hashem oneseh. Tefillah doesn't end at the end of the Amidah. מיד אחרי הבא התחנון. It's immediately followed by the תחנון. מיד אחרי העמידה לפני השם נפלים על פניהם. Immediately upon standing before הקדוש ברוך הוא, one bows down, הן ממורה שכינה, both because of the awe that one should feel, having stood before הקדוש ברוך הוא, הן מבושה והכנעה בגלל חטאינו, also because of embarrassment, because of our mistakes, והן כאויס למסירת נפש ממש. And also as a symbol, as an indication of מסירות נפש. על תחנון כסוב בספר כנפי יינה, regarding תחנון, the ספר כנפי יינה writes, and this is brought in the Siddur of the Yavetz, in דיני נפילה ספיים סימן וב, כי אתהו אחר סיום התפילה שאוילם האצילוס. You're standing after the עמידה in אוילם האצילוס. And now, אדם מפיל עצמו מהאצילוס עד למטה, בעשייה, ומסיע עצמו למיסה. Now a person has to go down from the world of אצילוס all the way down to the world of עשייה. יש בזה הערה נפלא. There's a wondrous comment to be made upon this thought. הרי רמזנו בחלקי התפילה. We hinted in previous ועדים. שממש עלייה מעולם לעולם יסי גבוה. We saw how the parts of Tfilah correspond to higher and higher worlds as one goes from the Bikos HaShachra to Pesukei Dezimra to Bikos Geashma. עד שבשמונה עשרה עולים עד העולם העליון של עולם האצילוס. את העמידה הוא נסתני עם עולם האצילוס. ונאחה עלייה זו, ואחר גמר התפילה בעמידה, after this ascent, after concluding one's תפילה, צריכים לרדת שוב לעולמנו של עולם העשייה. We need to come back to this world, which is not Olam HaAtzilus, it's Olam HaAsiyah, ויתכן שירידה קשה מאליה. Quite possibly, the descent is more difficult than the ascent. כיצד יורדים? How does one accomplish this descent? ברצון של ממש למסור נפשנו על קדושת שמו יתברך, with a true will, a sincere will, to be מוסר נפש for קדושת השם, ובזה האדם נעשה כבריאה חדשה, thereby a person becomes like a new person, כאילו כבר מס ונסתדק ונזדקך הגוף הראשון. It's as if he's died, and left this world, he went into these high worlds, all the way to Atzilus, and therefore his body has been purified, ובזה יהיה לו אויז ועצומויס לחומס יצרה. With that, he receives power to battle against יצרה. הרי כל זה הוא בנפילה ספיים ותחנון. All of this happens during נפילה ספיים עם תחנון. כי כאן היא עבודה שירידה מעולם עליון, לא ילמנו עולם המעשה. That's where this process of descent from the supreme world all the way to our world of action occurs. והדברים נפלאים. These are wondrous words. החזרה על השרי וגם מובא לציון כבר שייכים לסיכום ענייני התפילה שעלינו לקחת איתנו לתוך לסך שאוי סיום. So repetition of השרי because we had said it before. And בא לציון already belong to the summary, summarizing and concluding the concepts of תפילה which we then have to take with us into the rest of the day. על הקדושה עם התרגום עם חזל. חזל make the following comment about ובא לציון and the Aramaic translations that we find in the Siddur for it. We discussed this recently. מיום שחורב בית המקדש כל יום כליל עשה מרובו מחברי. From the day that the Mikdash was destroyed, every day brings in its wake greater curses. ואלו עלמא, עמי כמקיים. What does the world endure on? הקדושה בסדרה, that's number one, the קדושה of ובא לציון. והיהי שמה רבה דאגדתא. And the יהי שמה רבה recited after the learning of Agadata, שנאמר, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, ארץ אפסה כמו איפל, צל מוות ולא יסדורים, there's a shadow of death without seder, היש סדורים תופיעים מאיפל. If there's seder, then the light appears. This is from Seita Daf Memtes. The author says, העולם קיים רק על ידי השפע מעולם העליון. This world endures only through the bestowal, the shefa that comes from the upper world. כשעומד בית המקדש על תילוי, when the בית המקדש stood and functioned, היה הוא מדבק עולמנו זה לעולם רוחני. That was the interface. That point of בית המקדש was the interface and connected this world to the spiritual world. אחרי חורבנו, after the destruction, מדבקת התפילה ויסענו אל העולם הקדוש הזה. תפילה is what connects this world to the holy world, והוא ביהי שמירה בה של הקדיש, that happens over there, והקדושה בסדרה. שהתרגום מבאר, if you look at the targum, then it's in our סידורים, we say it every day, קדיש לעולם ולעולמי עולמיה. In other words, it's hinting at this interface between different worlds. אלה הם שני המקומות, these are the two places שבהם נזכר לעולם ולעולמי עולמיה. this the Yehish Me'ab of the Kaddish and Kedushat HaSidra. That's where we use this phrase Le'olam ul Olimeh Mayash Zeh Keshe Olamei. It's a connection between different worlds. Ushnei Shevachim Ho'eilu Ba'im Davka Yachad Im Esek HaTorah. These two Shevachim are specifically associated with Esek HaTorah. Ki Amiras HaTargum, we say the Aramaic words in Uval Etzion, Nechshav LeLimud Torah. It's like learning Torah. We're translating the words of the Torah and therefore gaining an insight into them. וכן דווקא הקדיש אחרי האגדתה יש בו סגולה זוי. The Kaddish recited after האגדתה has this property, כי דבקוס האלומיס הבא יחד עם התירה, הוא דיבוק חזק עם העולם העליון שמשם בא כל שפע חיוס. This attachment of the worlds one to another that comes with Torah דווקא, associated with Torah, is a strong connection, a strong bond with the supreme world from which all outflow comes to this world. In brackets, היין בנצח ישראל של המהר"ל, פרק כ"ף. ובא לציון, that section, הוא סיכום מכל העניינים שנסררו בכל התפילה. The office of ובא לציון is a summary of all concepts that were awakened throughout the תפילה. דויק ותמצא. Go, research it, analyze it, and you'll find that that's what it is. Finally, עלינו מזכירה לנו המלכויוס של ראש השנה. עלינו reminds us of מלכויוס של ראש השנה, כי משם היא לקוחה. It's of course the centerpiece of the תפילויס of Rosh Hashanah, we say Aleinu with great, doesn't want to say pomp and ceremony, but it's a centerpiece of the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. Manoi alu ha'anashim ha'imrim davka shevach gadol zeh b'chatifa. How foolish are those people who say davka, this tremendous praise, in a rush. Bechelka harishon yichudoi shel haklal yisrael v'shel ha'borei yitbarach. The first paragraph of Aleinu is the unity, the oneness of Klal Yisrael and the Creator. Uvchelka hasheni tefillah al gilui yichudei zbar ha'gaula achrona. The second paragraph of Aleinu is a tefillah for the relation of Hashem's oneness in the ultimate geula. V'davka tefillah zi yesh la imrah b'mesilus haba. Specifically, Aleinu has to be said with at leisure, tremendous leisure, b'mesilus haba. Zeh siyum nichbad l'tefillah shachris. Aleinu is a distinguished and powerful ending for Shacharis. Adkan.